This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Chinese officials are meeting today to finalize the country's leadership transition, and the handover of power comes at a crucial time for the world's second largest economy. Yesterday, we heard from those who think more boom years are ahead. Today, our China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz has the view from the bears.
Want to know when China's economy is going to crash?
The crash came at the end of October last year. This is really clear.
Ann Stevenson Young, research director at J Capital Research in Beijing, says China's economic crash is happening right now.
Whether it's clothing or food service or steel or cement or anything, you can't find anything that's doing better this year than last year.
Bullish economists see this as a necessary economic adjustment as China takes pains to rebalance its economy. Stevenson Yang says China's leaders have fooled people into thinking that it's operating the economy from a control pod.
Somehow China's persuaded the world that it's different, that in fact it's a group of incredibly brilliant and competent and objective men who are steering the ship of state in this brilliant and objective manner.
In fact, says Peking University economist Michael Pettis, if this group of men doesn't take steps to fix China's economy, the country has 5 years at most before it runs into a significant debt problem. The challenge, says Pettis, is that Chinese officials need to start sharing, taking money hoarded by the state and putting it into the hands of real people, balancing who gets what.
The good news is that the government is taking it very seriously. I, as a pessimist, thought that they wouldn't begin the rebalancing process until the new leadership came in 2013. But in fact, I was wrong. It looks like they've actually begun to rebalance the economy this year because growth rates have slowed a lot, which is one of the preconditions for rebalancing.
And that's not necessarily bad news for the U.S. economy. If China's economy slows down but Chinese consumers keep buying, that'll help balance out China's trade relationship with the U.S., something American politicians have been after for years. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.